Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday. Y'all come on in. Pull up the chat here real quick. Let me know that you can hear me. Change my name real quick. Let me know that you can hear me. Great. Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Tara. Thank you, everybody else that just put in there. How is everybody doing this Sunday? What are y'all doing today? I would love to know what y'all are up to while I'm pulling this up. Here we go. Let's see. Nope, that's not it. Here we go. Okay. All right. Chilling with the fam. Sure, some of y'all, I'm sure I will be watching football here in a couple of hours after my husband gets home from duck hunting. I have not seen any pictures of any dead ducks, so I think it's going to be another day of no ducks. You know, ducks one, hunters zero today. No, I do not clean ducks or anything, and I really don't eat them very often. I'm not sure. I hate that y'all's name cuts off because I can't see you. Actually, I know I can pop out the chat and look at your names here. Grace. Yes, Grace was talking about cleaning ducks. No, if they are doing ducks, then they are cleaning them. Thank you, Vern. Make sure your posts are set to all, your chat is set to all panelists and attendees. I'm going to do my little spiel here in just a second as everyone else. Ooh, we got a big group today. And y'all may be surprised to see me because Corinne told y'all that it was going to be Kathy today. Womp womp, it is me instead. So let me just kind of tell y'all how this call is going to work, and then we'll go from there. So the first little while, 20 minutes or so, I'm going to go over my planning process and what I do for the week. And I'm so excited to let y'all know about this because I do things a little bit different. You know, we all do things a little bit differently, right? I listened to Kathy's call, and she talked about how, she plans the week with her husband. And, of course, we know how Corinne does it. And so I'm just excited to kind of share my plan with y'all and my process. And it's ever evolving. And, so it's just fun to talk about. So we're going to do that for 20 minutes or so. I don't know. I can get a little long-winded, so I'll try to limit it to at least, 20 or, 30 minutes, something like that. And then we'll do coaching. So those of y'all who have your hands raised, Karen, Robin, Shana, and Emma and Dee, and y'all can keep those raised. And then I will just get as many people through as I can, when we start coaching. And so, and I may even be quicker. I'm not sure. I have no idea how long this is going to take, but, so yeah. And if you have any specific questions for me, let me see what's, okay. Yes. You got a good planner question in there, Lisa. If anybody has any questions about what I talk about, please put it in the Q&A if you want me to see it, because the chat is great, but it's going so fast sometimes that I don't, I'm not able to kind of scroll back up and answer questions that way. But of course, there's people in the chat that can answer a lot of questions. But I'm really probably mainly going to answer questions in the Q&A. So first off, I want to let you all know just who I am. I'm Coach Betsy. Many of you all may have seen my first 60 video that came out. When was that? Yesterday or I think that was yesterday. So you got a little bit more of my story. So I have been with PNP forever. I think since around 2007, I found Corinne on the Weight Watchers message board. That's, she talks about her story and how she got started. And I was doing Weight Watchers for the umpteenth time. And I found her on there. She had befriended several gals from Arkansas. And there was back then with the message boards, of course, this is before Facebook and all that kind of stuff, right? The message boards were divided up by state. And so I just got on my Arkansas message board and they were talking about this, you know, this woman, Corinne, who was, you know, talking about all this great stuff and, you know, you should check her out. And so I have them to thank for connecting me with Corinne. And I actually got to meet her in person really early on. She came to Arkansas to do the Arkansas Marathon, or the Little Rock Marathon, rather. And I want to go back and remember what date that was. I think maybe that was 2006, or no, 2007, 2008, something like that. So I want to go back and see exactly what year that was, because that was the year that I met her. So I have a long story with PNP, but the bottom line is that I'm now a coach. I've changed my entire career and I now work full time for PNP. I am maintaining 70 pounds down from my highest weight and living my dreams. So it's awesome. So I want to give you all a little bit of just general information about how Zoom works for all of our new members. And if any of you all this is your first time on Zoom, just a reminder that no one can see or hear you. Only people are seeing and hearing me right now. And we will not see you or hear you unless I bring you onto the screen with me to coach. And that's if you raise your hands. So please be sure that if you want to raise your hand, and that's one of the buttons down here, whether you're on your phone or your computer, there's a raise hand button, then be sure that you want it raised. Because if it's raised and you come up in line, then I will call on you. Corinne talks a lot about how sometimes there are people that are not wanting to be called on. You can easily butt dial yourself and raise your hand when you don't mean to. So just be sure your hand is raised if you want it to be raised. So that's it. Let's see. Be sure your camera and audio are the settings are good if you do want to get coached. I know at my last call last week, I had somebody who I couldn't hear and I couldn't get them on because they, so be sure that your audio for your phone and your computer is all set up to work. Be sure you have good lighting. At least I can see your face, a good internet connection, and that you are not either driving or moving around very much, because that's, Corinne talks about how she's very motion sick and I am too, pretty much. So just be sure you're kind of somewhere where you can sit and talk for a little while. And then feel free to chat as much as you want in the chat, but I will definitely be paying more attention to the Q&A. So every once in a while, I may glance over at the chat. Like right now, I'm just going to kind of scroll down and see. We need to get an Arkansas meetup going. We definitely do. Okay. So Dorothy, if you've got that question, put it in the Q&A box and I will do my best to answer. That's a good example of a question that needs to go in the Q&A. Let's see. That's all I've got. Okay. So let's talk planning. All right. So planning happens for me, just like it does usually with Kathy and Corinne and anybody else. Well, not anybody else, but we talk a lot about how Sundays are planning days. And I will tell you that is new for me because I am usually off on Sundays. I usually don't work very much on Sundays. But today I wanted to do this call since Kathy did it last week and Corinne is still, she's actually on her way home from the Cayman Islands right now. But I wanted to do this call because I was so excited about telling y'all kind of about my process. So sometimes I work on Sundays, but usually I don't. And so in the past, I was like, well, I'll just wait until Monday, like first thing Monday morning, and I will plan my week and I will, you know, outline my schedule for the week. I will, you know, think about what I'm going to eat for the week. And then I was like, wait a minute. No, I definitely need to do the food part on Sunday. Just so, because I go to the grocery store on Sundays, I do laundry on Sundays. I've definitely got kind of a routine there. So I was planning my food on Sundays, but I still wasn't planning my week in terms of my time until Monday morning. And I found that just really wasn't working for me because I would either run out of time on Monday morning, I would get going on something else, and it would get delayed and stuff like that. And so I just decided, my husband, for his work, he does a weekly recap on his computer every Sunday, and it takes him usually about 45 minutes to an hour to do that. And I said, you know what? When he does that, I'm going to plan my week. And so we can just do this together. And so that's what I've been doing just the last few weeks. This is really all, you know, fairly new. And so it's really worked out great. So I have this, I have everything lined out, you know, before my head hits the pillow on Sunday night, I have everything lined out for the week. And that feels really good. And so, and it's, you know, it's definitely worth it for me to take a little bit of time off, you know, time out of my day off to do this. And so to just really set me up for a great week. So let's get specifically into the food planning, and then I'll tell you about my time planning, or whatever you want to call it, schedule planning. So this morning, I got up early this morning, like Corinne talks about, like she likes to do. My husband was gone at 4 a.m. this morning to go duck hunting. So I got up, didn't get up that early. I got up about 5:30, 5:45, and I made my coffee and just started into the weekly assessment page. And then, well, of course, before that, I planned my day today. And so for me, the planner week ends on Sunday. You know, y'all can change it however you want, whatever you want to do. Now, I know that bugs some people because the Hello Scale page is after that. And a lot of y'all like to weigh on Fridays. That doesn't bug me. And I would, you know, like for y'all to kind of work on it not bugging you too, because, you know, we did the pages the best we could, but everybody does it a little bit differently, right? And so, but I actually have decided that I'm going to weigh on Sundays instead of Fridays. My weigh-in day is going to be on Sunday. You can have any day you want. Friday is just the day that a lot of us weigh in, and we have the post in Facebook that you can post into if you want to, totally optional. But I've just decided that I want to weigh in on Sundays. And actually, I'm starting to just weigh once a week as opposed to daily, which I was doing in the past. All of that is totally up to you. So you just want to like your reason, right? You don't want to. I've been answering several questions in Ask Coaches about, you know, weighing every day, even multiple times a day, and really basing your mood and basing your actions even on what the scale says every day. And so you really want to think about that. And what I was talking to somebody in Facebook or something recently, and it's like, okay, y'all can weigh as often as you want, but you got to do a Hello Scale worksheet every single time you weigh. What do y'all think about that? Right? If you're really working on your thoughts around the scale, then that's the best way to work on it, is to do that Hello worksheet every single time you step on the scale. So just kind of like the discovery worksheet, that could actually kind of keep you from weighing as often, just because you don't want to fill out that darn worksheet every time. So that's what I encourage you to do. And I just decided that weighing once a week for me was just, it was just going to keep the mental chatter down. It was going to keep things simpler. You know, we're always talking about how we make weight loss simple, right? And I just decided that I was just going to go back to once a week weighing, but it's totally up to you. Again, you just want to like your reason. Do you want a lot of mental chatter about, you know, what that number means? Or do you want to focus on other things? So that's what you have to ask yourself. So I don't know how I got off on the weighing, but yeah, so the end of my week is on Sunday. And so I did the Hello Scale worksheet today. I did the weekly assessment, and then I did the weekly plan. And so I've got the little baby planner here. I actually just ordered a new planner this morning. I actually like the bigger size. I like to have a little bit more room to write. And so that's me. But a lot of y'all like the smaller planner. So it's just totally up to you. It's got all the same stuff in it, right? Other than the smaller planner just doesn't have the instructions at the beginning, which if you've been using the planner for a while, you don't really need those. And then it doesn't have the extra thought download and model pages in the back. And so that's the only difference. But I just tried out the small one this month and just decided that I wanted to go back to the bigger one. So my weekly assessment, I'll just kind of give you all a little peek into me and kind of what I reflected on this week. And my three biggest wins this week in terms of, you know, this is just really, it's not even just weight loss or just my personal life or something like that. I mean, this is just for my kind of non-work stuff. And so my three biggest wins were that I did not have any binges, any large overeats. I definitely had a couple of days where I went off plan, but I did not have what you would, you know, typically call a binge. And there's a lesson in there in No BS about that, where it's, people define binge in a different, you know, different ways. I define it as a large amount of food in a small amount of time. That's what I do. I have a history of binge eating, and I had a binge week before last, while I was babysitting my nieces. And that's definitely a pattern that I have recognized, where when I'm over there and I am, around food that I'm not used to having at my house, then I start to have thoughts about, you know, about wanting to eat all of that stuff. And so that's definitely a pattern that I'm working on. You know, I'm just like you all, right? I don't have all this figured out, and I'll never have it all figured out, but it's just something I'm working on. So, so I just see that as a win that my, I did have a couple of overeats this week, but it was just an overeat on the hunger scale. I grab assed a little bit. I'm going to talk about grab assing here in a second. And so that kind of stuff. I followed my plan 5 out of 7 days, and then I got all my workouts done. I'm working with an online personal trainer right now, and he gives me workouts to do every day. And I got up at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and knocked those things out. So I was real proud of myself about that. So what worked well this week? Plenty of food to choose from. I really did great planning my food this week and just having plenty of food on hand that I absolutely love and that, you know, will help me reach my goals. Workouts I love. And let's see. What didn't work well this week? Grab assing while preparing food. So that's definitely another habit that I'm working on, where I'm preparing maybe a salad, cutting up, you know, stuff for a salad. I'm just warming something up in the microwave, or I'm even just cooking something on the stove, and I'm grab assing just little bites here and there of stuff. So I'm really going to be more aware of that this week. And I've got some kind of guidelines. Actually, that was on my Hello Scale worksheet. Ways I can make weight loss easy today. No grab assing, no eating standing up, because that's when I do it. I'm standing up and cooking. Always eat from a plate. Actually, got reminded of that one from one of the members here, where, you know, I only eat from a plate. I like that, right? My body deserves to have food that comes from a plate, right? Instead of just this grab assing and standing up and doing stuff. Let's see. What will I keep, improve, or start during next week? Just keep going, right? Never quit. Work on the grab assing. I've actually also started taking pictures of my food on the ATE app, ATE. We've told y'all about that in the past. But it's an app. It's a free app that anybody can use, and you can take pictures of your food like before and after, or you can do all kinds of things on there. You can work on developing new habits, and it's a great little app. And Corinne has actually talked to the creators of it, but we don't have any kind of, you know, connection to it. It's just a free app that's out there. But I've been taking pictures of my food when I'm done at the end of every meal, just to really become more aware of leaving food behind, and at least leaving a few bites behind at every meal. So I want to keep doing that. And then I want to start doing a model every day. So, you know, in the planner, there are the model, you know, there's the model section down at the bottom with the journaling. And I've done that. I did that several days last week, but there were a few pages that were blank. And I definitely want to commit to doing a model a day, whether that be an unintentional and an intentional, or just an intentional model. And I actually coached somebody on that last week, where you can just do an intentional model every day. And for you newbies who haven't gotten to the thought work section of No BS or the model section, don't worry about that. You'll learn all about that in No BS when you get to it. So that's what I'm that's what I'm working on. So, all right. So that's kind of my weekly assessment. And then my weekly plan. Y'all are just chit-chatting. All kinds of stuff. Okay. Let's see. Y'all are talking about Apple pencils. And okay, just want to make sure I didn't miss anything. So the weekly plan. So I did all that assessment right of the last week. And now with my weekly plan, I am, you know, planning for this week, right? And what usually kind of what I do is I'll definitely ask Brad, my husband, like, okay, what do you want to eat this week? What have you got going on this week? And he is actually going to be, once again, hunting, starting on Wednesday. He's leaving like on Wednesday afternoon and he'll be gone probably through Sunday. And so I'm on my own with my food, you know, most of the week. So we just had to plan food for both of us up until Tuesday night. And so that was good to know, right? And so I was able to plan my week with a few meals that he and I are going to share. And then I can have whatever I want. I mean, I can always have whatever I want, right? But I'll just have leftovers and salads and, you know, a few more things throughout the week. So let's see. For my plan, so I know Kathy showed y'all her super fancy notepad that she uses that she got from somewhere. You can order it. And actually, I think maybe it might be on Corinne's Faves page. But the, you know, where you put the meals on for each day and that kind of stuff. I use a magnetic little thing on my refrigerator, like literally like a notepad. And I just make a list of all the food that I have available to eat, for the week. And you could see like last week that's done. So I mark that out. And then I've added this stuff for this week and I've already scratched a few things out because I've eaten it up. And so, you know, I always have like, I love to have just a bunch of leftovers that I can choose from. And then I can just add a few things if I go to the grocery store and I plan anything else. So for this week, and so I've also got my weekly plan that I fill out. And so this week I love salads. So I always have a big thing of romaine lettuce hearts that I get from Kroger. And I just keep that and I cut it up, you know, every day for a salad. And then I also have veggies. I have tomatoes, I have banana peppers, onion, any other veggies that I like to put in the salad. And then I just plan a protein or two each week that I can kind of switch out. And this week I've got gyro meat, like the Greek gyro sandwiches. I went to Trader Joe's. We have Trader Joe's here now, like just in the last month or so. It's like a huge deal around here. And they had this gyro meat that, you know, it's already made, it's already cooked. It's a little weird, but it's really good. And I love gyro meat. So I've been like cooking that a little bit in the pan. And then I slice it up and put it on my salad. I make like a Greek salad with feta cheese, purple onion, tomato, banana peppers. And then I love the dried chickpeas on my salad as croutons instead of regular croutons. And then I'm also making this week, I'm actually prepping later this afternoon, barbacoa meat, which is like shredded Mexican beef in my Instant Pot. Love the Instant Pot. And so I am making that. And so I'll be putting that on my salads for kind of like a taco salad. And so yeah, love it. Yeah, the gyro meat at Trader Joe's is really good. And I just throw it in the pan, kind of brown it up a little bit, and then chop it up and put it on my salad. I also have just a few leftovers that are kind of lingering in the fridge that I will be eating at some point. And so I've got leftover pork chops that we made a couple days ago. I've got some white chili, which is like white chicken chili, that my mom, I decided to start getting my mom, kind of like Corinne does with her, with Aunt JJ. Anytime my mom makes soup and stuff, I said, Mom, just make me like a few containers of it. I'll pay you. She doesn't make me pay her, but, and then I'll just stick it in the freezer and I'll have it. So the last time she made white chili, she did that for me. And so I have a few more containers in the freezer. So I love that. I just love having that food on hand. I love having breakfast for dinner. So Last week I made some steel cut oats with pumpkin and cinnamon in my Instant Pot. And so I love having like a bowl of those oats with some eggs and bacon as like a breakfast for dinner thing or lunch, you know, or, and then, so I've just got a few other things. So one, the actual kind of big meal that we're going to make this week, other than the barbacoa meat, which is going to kind of be prepped, is that we're making this, I don't know if y'all have heard of, so you're sure some of y'all have, but the Korean dish bibimbap. It's a funny name. But I have traveled over to Korea and to China, and I discovered it over there. And then we love to watch America's Test Kitchen on PBS. Does anybody love that? Come on, y'all. I love that show. And they made it, and we were like, oh my God, we got to make this. And so it's basically like a rice dish with ground beef that you cook in all these different spices, and then a bunch of vegetables, and you just kind of mix it all together. And so it's a fancy name for that. Yeah. So I love the Test Kitchen. They give me, you know, amazing ideas for recipes because I love to cook. I love food. I mean, I think I would consider myself a foodie for sure. But we really like to cook at home. We eat out sometimes, but not really all that often. We just love to try recipes and stuff at home. And so I've got that. I've also got some of that cauliflower gnocchi from Trader Joe's that I keep hearing about. And I finally got some. And so I'm going to make that with maybe some pesto that I have and some chicken or something and mix that up one night that I'm by myself later on this week. And then I've got a sweet potato that I just bought randomly from the store last week. And so I just wrote down sweet potato because I'm going to do something with it this week, whether I just do a sweet potato with some peanut butter. And y'all, I'm sure y'all have heard about that by now, where that is like the life-changing thing where, I mean, not really, but people love them some sweet potato and peanut butter around here. So just try it. If you're intrigued, try it. If it sounds disgusting, don't try it. So, yeah, Trader Joe's is fun. It's fun. It's kind of given me some neat ideas. So that's basically what I've got for my food plan and on my, and so this list on the fridge just kind of gives me like a reminder of like, okay, what's in there that I could have. And really my thinking behind food, I definitely have been working on that in terms of like, I wanted a party in my mouth, right? I wanted every meal to just be this super exciting thing. And I've really worked on that and really practiced, not having that. So anything that is just like these leftover pork chops, I mean, that's not going to be like a super exciting meal, but I will tell you, I love to just kind of finish up things. I love to save money. And I don't know, I just kind of developed these new motivators where I was like, okay, this meal is not going to be the most exciting thing in the world, but I get to use that, you know, $12 or $15 that I might go out to eat for something else. And so I really turned it around where it was just, okay, I don't have to have the most exciting meal, but I'm saving money. And so a lot of y'all can use that too. We cooked the sweet potato, Evelyn. No raw sweet potatoes around here. I don't know how you could chew on that. But yeah, you just cook it. You could with my sweet potatoes, I usually like to chop them up and then toss them in olive oil and salt. Sometimes with some onion, and then roast it until it's like really soft and crispy on the outside. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm for sure doing that this week. So that is what is going on. That's neat. Karen, the barbacoa is made from stew meat. I'm actually using stew meat. You know, it's like you're supposed to use round roast or something like that. So I'm using the stew meat that I've had in the freezer, and it's a Skinny Taste, I think, is the website. They're like a real popular website for recipes, and it is. I'll post the recipe in the notes of this call for sure. But it's just like it's just shredded beef with all these different seasonings, cumin and lime juice and onion, you know, onion, garlic, and it's just a Mexican. You'll know, like at Chipotle, you can choose to get the, the barbacoa or the shredded beef. It's that kind of thing. So, all right. So that's kind of my planning for the food. And then for the time, I use, you know, as part of P&P, we use a calendar app, but it's very similar to Google Calendar. And I basically just go onto my calendar and I fill in all of, you know, not all of the time slots. I definitely plan a little bit of white space in there, but I just go in. And of course I have all my appointments and calls and meetings for P&P, but then I also am sure to plan an hour long break and lunch kind of towards the middle of the day. I think that's really important for me to just take that break during the day, especially working from home and things like that. And then I also just plan in my workouts. So I usually work out between 5 and 6. Then I come home, I make my coffee, and I do my journaling. I do any reading that I want to do. Sometimes I meditate from 6 to 7. And then from 7 to 8, I shower and get ready. And then I begin my day at 8 o'clock. And y'all know I work from home, so I'm not having to drive anywhere. But that is usually my typical morning schedule. And when you're planning out your week in terms of your time, I've heard this so many times, and I think it's so important to plan your free time and your personal time first, so that you're not starting out planning like all your work stuff and you're like, when am I gonna fit anything in, you know, fun in here, right? Well, plan the fun stuff first and plan the stuff that's, you know, that's important to you on a personal level first, and then do your work stuff, right? And so that just sets you up for like, okay, I'm doing this based on my priorities. And obviously your work is your priority too. But ideally, and this is work that I've done on myself, is like yourself should always be your number one priority, right? Not even your kids or your husband or your job. It should be yourself. So I plan those workouts. I plan that personal development time. I plan, and then I also plan time with Brad, you know, in the evenings, because working from home, I definitely have some thoughts like, it's hard for me to turn off, you know, to just walk out of the office, right? To turn off work and just hang out with him. But that is a priority to me. And so I set that and I put that on my calendar. And actually seeing that on my calendar really makes a difference. Like, oh, okay, Brad and I are going to cook dinner and then watch a show. And so I need to get done with this work, right? So that I can do that. And I mean, it's all a practice, right? None of it is perfect, but just intentionally doing all of this stuff is so important for your brain to just see, oh, you know, self-care and, you know, my priorities are on the calendar, so they must be important. That's what your brain, you know, how your brain kind of interprets that. So yeah, me time, get that me time into your calendar. Okay. Yes. And the time management course that we have is amazing, but do not even open that document until you are done with no BS newbies. Okay. So, all right. I've done a lot of talking and there's a lot of questions. So let me see here real quick. My writing is large and I can't fit all my planned food in the planner. What solutions have other big writers used? Put that in the chat. But you can absolutely, like, you know, have an extra piece of paper, you can work on, I mean, you know, you don't have to put every single thing that you're going to eat, you know, in terms of like condiments or things like that. I mean, on my plan, let's say for today, I have got salad with barbacoa or gyro meat. So I don't have lettuce, tomato, you know, feta cheese. I just have salad with barbacoa or gyro meat. And I didn't have my barbacoa ready yet, so I just had the gyro meat. And then for dinner, I have white chili or leftover pork chop. But that implies that probably, like, with the leftover pork chop, I'm going to have some green beans and some, you know, some sort of carb, some rice or something like that. But again, I mean, you do what's best for you. If you want to put everything on there, you know, you can always just, you know, do a separate sheet of paper or something, or you can just kind of abbreviate, right? is there a first 60 video today? The live that Corinne did this morning, she did a little live from the Caymans before she got on the plane. That is the first 60. And so usually on Sundays, she'll just be doing a live. Will you be at all the events this year? I plan on it. Now, I will not be at the Relationships Weekend in March. That will be just Kathy and Corinne. But everything else, I will be playing all the camps. Don't Stop Believing, which is so amazing. The race, you know, that we do. And all of that. Yes, I will be there. Best way to keep practicing -2, -2, +2 while eating at a restaurant. I find myself eating while distracted with others at lunch. Good question. So that would be an amazing thing to ask in the Facebook group for ideas. And y'all can put in the chat too what you do. Yes, Laura, I will be at the 6 day as well. Just coming up in a couple weeks. My best tip for that is when you come to your +2 or, you know, kind of where you think your +2 is at the meal at a restaurant. And I've done this before. I excuse myself and go to the restroom just so I have that interruption, because otherwise, actually I got a few tips, because not otherwise, but it's like, you know, we've all done it, right? You start picking at it, right? You're just talking and you think you're done, but then you just kind of pick because it's just still sitting there in front of you, right? So I like to excuse myself and just separate myself from the food for a minute. Then when I come back, you know, it's been sitting there for a minute, so it's not near as tempting. And then another thing is I put my napkin over the plate. And then the first time the waiter comes around, can you take this, right? Or can you, you know, let's get a box and, you know, if you're going to take it home, right? Just get that nipped in the bud really quick. I'm having trouble feeling my hunger. I can go many hours and not feel -2. Then I will want to suddenly binge. How can I handle this? This is my first time on a call and I just started. Okay. So Dorothy, I definitely think that I want you to ask yourself, you said you don't feel your -2. Then you want to suddenly binge. Is that because you are truly physically hungry, or is that more of a mental thing of wanting to binge? Right. And so you want to think about that, because with this hunger scale, y'all, and I just re-listened to the hunger scale lesson, and I want you to too, Dorothy, it is just amazing. Oh my gosh. It answers every single question you could have about the hunger scale. But the key thing about the hunger scale is that it is a practice, and it's not like in a week you're going to have it, you know, nailed and figured out, right? I'm 4, 5, 6 years into this now. I'm literally 5 years into this now, and it is still a practice. It is still takes awareness. It still takes me thinking about things. And so, yeah. So you're realizing that, you know, maybe if it is truly physical hunger and then you want to binge, then your -2 is somewhere in between there, right? And it's a matter of make sure that you're well and good and hydrated, so that you're drinking water through this time and really keeping really good data on how you feel at certain times of the day, in terms of just really getting curious about your hunger, and then just really practicing it and figuring it out as you go. But also just realizing that, you know, some people, they only eat once or twice a day. Because they're just not hungry. And so if you're used to eating at certain times of the day, that can take some practice as well. So just keep staying curious about it, and you will move forward. I don't want to say you'll have it figured out, because it's never totally 100% figured out. It's always a practice. How can I set up priorities as a newbie? I'm doing my 24-hour planning, no BS, but I've seen in Facebook a lot of things that other people are doing that I'm not: cleaning closets, minimalist courses, future self worksheets. I'm feeling overwhelmed and worried that I'm missing something and will miss this journey. How can I set priorities for all the goodies that PNP tribes have? Okay. So here's the deal. And there's an amazing video from Corinne it was one of her first 60 videos from just a few days ago, called "Have You Started Yet?" And I know you've started, Alicia, but I think it would be really good for you to go back and listen to that, because she lines out exactly what you need to be doing right now. And for you, it is doing your 24-hour plan and the rest of the four basics, and no BS. Yep, all this other stuff looks really fun and shiny and new, right? Facebook and all these calls. I'm doing a call tomorrow. I don't want to see you on that call, Alicia. No, I mean, you can be on there, but it's like, you know, there's calls and there's bonus courses and there's work, all these worksheets and all that kind of stuff. Totally focus on four basics, you know, obviously orientation before that. Get your planner, do that planner course, which is like less than an hour, and then no BS. And then doing those four basics while you work on no BS. That is all that you need to do. And you need to just hear your brain going, oh gosh, I feel like I'm missing out. Somebody's talking about that. Somebody's talking about that. And you just hear your brain say that and say, no, this is what I need to be doing right now. Coach Betsy told me that all I need to be doing right now is the four basics and no BS. Okay. Online personal trainer. So, I mean, I guess I can tell y'all, the program I use is called Trainiac, TRAINIAC. I literally Googled it. I literally Googled online personal trainer because I knew there had to be something like that out there with the internet, with the power of the internet. And there is. So there's this guy, I think he's like up in Vermont or something like that. And we talk on this app. And so I can send him written messages. I can send him video messages. And then he posts workouts for me every week. And they're all demonstrated with videos. And then he sends me little messages about stuff. And I keep track of all my reps and my weights. I just knew there was something like that out there. And so that's the one. But there's several out there. I looked at several before I decided on Trainiac. Angie, I know you've lost, you stated that you lost weight twice. So I think you are a great person to ask. At one point, we're able to give all your, fat girl clothes away. I've lost almost 90 pounds and I've gone from size 20 to size 6, but I've not been able to get rid of my clothes because I live in fear of gaining back the weight. And I spent so much time on the clothes that no longer fit. And I'm for sure, let's see. I bought minimal amounts of clothes as I crept down and nearing my final goal, but I'm still afraid to give away the clothes. Angie, there's an entire no BS lesson on getting rid of your clothes in the in phase four of with called maintenance and beyond, or you know, I think we call it the 20 to life. But if you are at a place where you need help with, even if you're not, you know, at your maintenance weight yet, go for sure, go to that lesson and just listen to it. And it's all about what you should do with your clothes. And basically the bottom line is, you know, you get rid of them, right? Because, or do you want to live in fear? Do you want to live in fear of gaining your weight back? Do you want to look at a closet that has all these different sizes in it? Or do you want to look at a closet that has clothes that fit you and feel good on your body? So I will definitely want you to review that lesson and then post and ask coaches if you have more questions. When should newbies move to phase two? No BS. I watched the videos for phase one, but did not know if I should spend a month working on four basics before moving on. Savannah, it's totally up to you, but definitely as we, you know, as you go forward here, we're going to be talking more about thought work and the model and doing things like that. So I say, go for it. Just, And here's the thing, you know, it's not like you can't go back and rewatch things. The course will always be available to you. So, so Barbacoa is my just B-A-R-B-A-C-O-A. Just Google that. Y'all, I find all my recipes on Pinterest. I mean, this is no magic here. Well, I lied. I said that. And then Azizi says, do you have the recipe for the pumpkin oats? I actually got that from a Instant Pot cookbook that I got for Christmas. So, you know, just search Instant Pot pumpkin oats. I'm sure on Pinterest, you'll find something. But I'll post all, if I have the online recipes, I'll post those in the notes to the, to this call. How are you planning a lot for home cooked foods, but what about your weekly planning for meals out or takeout? Good question, Christy. So I really, that's such a good question because I didn't even really plan any, going out this week because I knew that, you know, Brad and I had these meals planned for the first few days of the week that he's going to be here. And then for the rest of the week, I really don't go out very much by myself. You know, if Brad's not around, and I may actually go to my parents on Saturday. But here's the thing. So, you know, and this is really good for me to point out. I'm glad you asked this because, like, no, I didn't plan to go out maybe like on Saturday night at the beginning of the week. But I know, and I think I've been doing this long enough, but again, this has come with practice, is that I know that, let's say, okay, I go down to my parents and spend the night with them on Saturday night, and they're like, hey, let's go out. I know what my options are. I know how I'm going to choose to eat. I know that I'm going to choose to always follow my hunger scale plus two. If I wanted to have a drink, I would be planning that, you know, the day before, right? I could say, okay, if I go out with mom and dad on Saturday night, I'm planning to have a drink. I don't necessarily need to plan that all the way at the beginning of the week, right? But I can always do that, you know, the day before. I'm not a huge drinker though. So, but I do like a glass of wine with my steak or something every once in a while. And I did have a beer the other night with, my burger and fries that I planned. So that was awesome. So anyway, so it's just like, I don't think that I need to plan all of that, you know, super clearly at the beginning of the week. And a lot of you all ask about this, right? I don't know what's going to be happening on the weekends. I don't know what I need to put, you know, at the beginning of the week. Well, it's okay. You don't have to, right? You can plan the day before, 24 hours in advance, and say, okay, if I go out to eat with mom and dad, I'll have a salad, or I'll have a protein and a veggie and a carb, and I will always eat to my plus two. You know, we always say you can take your stomach and your brain wherever you go. So I don't worry about it, right? I know that I can trust myself to follow my plan always, that I plan ahead of time. Now, I'm certainly not perfect at it, right? I have overeats all the time. Do that discovery worksheet, learn from that shit. So, what were the last three level ups you tried? Good question. Y'all are like really... I actually did write down some level ups. Where did it ask about level ups? Oh, here we go. For the weekly plan, you know, it's at the bottom. 1% level ups will be no grab assing. So that is like when I define grab assing as when I am preparing food, it's either like a few chickpeas from my salad that I'm making, it's some shredded cheese. From maybe, you know, we had chili last week. And so I was just, you know, grab assing a bite of shredded cheese before I put that on my chili. What else? Even just a little bit of eating, you know, here and there, just these, you know, we call them BLTs, right? Bites, licks, and tastes, and they add up. And so that's going to be my level up. And then, oh, and the other thing that I kind of did last week was that I kind of added some extra food to some meals that I really hadn't planned on eating. Even though I'm not like absolutely specific about every single food when I write it down, what was one example that I did? I'm trying to remember what it was, because I mean, I said, oh yeah, I follow my plan. And then I went back and said, oh, I know, it's the breakfast for dinner. So I planned to have the steel cut oats that I'd made and eggs and bacon. And then Brad and I were cooking that night. We're cooking the bacon and stuff. And we said, well, why don't we have some like hash brown potatoes with it? So I had the oats, the eggs, and the bacon, and then I added some hash brown potatoes to that. Now I still ate to plus two, but I am just working on really being honest with, okay, did I really need both of those, the oats and the potatoes? Probably not, right? And so again, it's always okay just to eat to plus two, but I am at kind of a level where it's like, I'm working on being really honest with how I plan, and not just, I mean, I consider that kind of another way of grab assing, where it's just, well, I can just add this. It's okay. But dude, I really need both of those. Probably not. So that's another little level up I'm going to do. And then maybe I have to think of one more level up. My word this year is trust. And I just said that a second ago, right? I really want to practice trusting. I really trust my body in terms of trusting it to tell me when I need to eat, when I need to stop. But it's really trusting my decisions in terms of my decisions to plan my week, my decisions to just all my decisions in my life. I've been planning my time off. I did a big calendar. You can't really see it. Let's see. It's not very pretty. So I didn't. But see that little wall calendar there? I set that up last week and I have been planning like out my entire year and in terms of what vacations I want to take and what time off I want to take. And a really big thing that I want to do this year is spend more time with my friends. And that just takes planning, right? You got to plan and have, find a weekend and all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah. So that's really what I've been working on this week in terms of, and that just goes along with your priorities. Jean, I find myself at -3 before I eat most times. And I've been getting to know my +2, which seems a bit more important. Is our negative as important? Yeah, because you don't want to let yourself get too hungry because then your brain starts to tell you, oh, well, we can eat more because we're so hungry, right? And that's not true. It takes just the same amount of food to get to +2 if you're at -4 or if you're at -2. But you just want to, I mean, you know, and if -3 doesn't bother you, Jean, then, you know, it's fine. And as long as you're not overeating when you do eat. So that's just kind of the main concern. But if it's not a big deal for you to get to -3, then don't worry about it. And then you're fine. Just as long as you're not overeating when you do eat. Laura, do I still binge? Yes, I do. Yes, I mean, I told y'all week before last. It was a binge. It was an overeat, whatever you want to call it. It was a lot of food in a small amount of time. And the kids were, I keep my nieces once a week and the kids were napping and there was all of this food there. And, you know, but it wasn't because there was all of the food there, right? That's just a circumstance. And I mean, for you newbies, you'll get into all of that with the thought work, right? But I did my work on it, did my discovery worksheet. And I learn from it, move on. But absolutely, I still binge. And I am perfectly fine with binging every once in a while. It may just be something I do every once in a while, and that's okay. It doesn't have to totally end. But it's definitely now that I've been doing it this long, not this long, but I mean, I am absolutely never going to waste a learning opportunity to learn from that. So yeah. I absolutely still do. I am human for sure. Joy, it sounds like you're struggling with answering some of the questions that are in the planner. I would really encourage you to go through that planner course again if you haven't already. But a thought I'm working on believing about me is, I a lot of times will use the thought, I do what I say I will do. That's kind of goes along with that trust word that I'm focusing on for 2020. Let's see. That's been a common one. Let's see what else I've got here. I am working on the relationship I want with food. That's another one. A powerful question. A lot of times I like to do, how can I feel blank when my head hits the pillow at the end of the day? Accomplished. How can I slay today? I love that one. You know, how can I be as efficient as possible today? How can I feel connection today? Like when I'm keeping my nieces. How can I rest today? That's going to be after this call. I'm going to rest. So,